My name is Happy the Humbug, and I'm a real live pedigree humbug, age 6, going on 7. I'd like to tell you some more, but you'll have to wait, because here comes Willie the Wiz.
Hello there. This is the Lady Fair, and I'm about to make some introductions.
Hurry up, Lady Fair, because I'm impatient.
I really don't need any prompting. For the first one I wish to introduce is the most lovable humbug in the world.
Are you going to introduce all of me, Lady Fair? My monkey's tail and my turtle's back and my giraffe's head and neck?
Every little bit of you and all together. This is Happy the Humbug.
It's me, all right. I'm a real live pedigree humbug. Every part of me.
And next, Hunky the Monkey with a blue serge pants.
Hello. I'm Happy's best friend. And I got two nicest pair of blue serge pants with the shiniest seat.
And next, the pink elephant.
Well, what do you know? Introduced again to my admiring public. I feel so elated. Perhaps I'll cry some strawberry tears so that we can all have strawberry ice cream sodas.
And next, well, look who is next.
I'm the cock.
And I'm the bull.
We tell the most wonderful
cock and bull stories.
And next, an evil animal, if there ever was one, closely related to the cock and bull.
Are you referring to me, the steer?
You're more than a steer, Mr. Steer.
Well, if you insist, I am the bum steer.
And next... I think we'll tell you about that sneezing animal later on. Well, there they are, all of them. All of these animals who live among a laughing stock of animals in the forest. And all of them have had a very great influence in Happy the Humbug's life. For Happy the Humbug has had a lot of trouble for a little boy.
Age 6, going on 7.
Even now, as Happy sits contentedly on a rock, talking things over with Hunky the Monkey, his best friend, he can't help but review what has happened to him.
You know, Hunky, a lot of things have happened to me.
You said it, Happy. Remember the time, last Christmas, when you were a poor, lonely-hearted, sad, parentless boy?
I should say I remember.
And remember how we went to look for a couple of parents for you?
Humbugs. Who had the same monkey's tail and turtle's back and giraffe's neck and head.
Yeah, and remember how we first went to ask the pink elephant's advice? Because he's a magical creature and knows everything.
I sure do. Remember? Boy, he was dancing on his favorite wall. Pink elephant! Pink elephant! Come down. We want to talk to you.
Just one more twirl, lads, and I'll be down. There now. I'm coming right down. Now, what's on your minds, lads?
Well, it's this way, Pink Elephant. I don't have a mother and father, and Christmas is coming.
When a couple of fellas like him can use a couple of parents.
I see. Well, there's no sense looking for your parents, Happy.
No? Why not?
Because... when you were born, you didn't have any parents.
Say, that's odd.
Why didn't I have parents when I was born?
Rare, my lad, rare. But it does happen. Especially to humbugs. In fact, only to humbugs.
No, golly. Then there's no sense looking any place?
Don't cry, Happy. Maybe some of the other animals will adopt you.
And do you remember how we looked all over the forest for two animals to adopt me, Hunky?
Yes, I remember. We were sitting right here in the forest one day when we were suddenly interrupted by you know who?
Hawk. I'm the cock.
And I'm the bull.
And we want to tell you a story, Happy.
A story? What kind of a story?
A cock and bull story.
This is the story of a good and kind and generous man
who stalks through the forest at Christmas time looking for little boys
whom he may adopt.
Well, I'm a little boy, I think. Could this kind man adopt me, maybe, huh?
Sure he can. Even at this moment, He awaits our cry.
Our tender adoption cry.
Coming. Coming. Ah, happy, my son. My dear little son.
Son? Son? Hunky, did you hear what he called me? Son. Oh, what a wonderful word.
Wait a minute, mister. Who are you?
I am the steer.
Steer? Steer? What's your first name?
Well, if you must know, Bum.
This is the Bum Steer.
Oh, goody. I have the Bum Steer for my adopted father. Isn't that cheeky?
Yes, Happy, we were all excited. But, I wasn't.
Well, I was so anxious, Hunky, to be adopted that I didn't think.
Because the Bum Steer didn't want a boy at all.
Absolutely correct. I didn't want a boy. I wanted a decoy. For you see, I learned that the pink elephant cried strawberry tears. And I had a great plan, which I explained to my colleagues, the cock and bull.
You're going to use Happy as a decoy, Mr. Steer?
Exactly.
But why?
To kidnap the pink elephant.
And what do we do then?
Yes, what?
You two will tell him cock and bull stories night and day, but sad ones.
We'll tell him cock and bull stories? Why?
To make the elephant cry. Then we'll push a bathtub underneath him to catch his strawberry tears. And when the bathtub is full, we'll open up ice cream parlors in the forest, specializing in strawberry sodas. We'll be rich.
Wonderful! We'll be rich!
Marvelous! We'll be rich!
And they kidnapped the pink elephant, didn't they, Happy?
It was a lucky thing we rescued him, too.
In the middle of a sad cock and bull story.
With his strawberry tears plopping into the bathtub.
But you know something? I can't forget the time you asked the pink elephant to take back a foolish wish you made.
And he told me that according to the guidebook on wishes, I'd have to do something for him first.
Yes, I remember that day all too well. What a day.
I'll be very glad to do something for you, pink elephant. What must I do?
Well, for years I've wanted a pair of horns.
A pair of horns?
Yes, a pair of horns. Now you go out and hunt this animal. Trap him, pull out his horns, and bring them to me. Then I'll take back the wish.
Oh, I'll be glad to. What kind of an animal is this?
A very peculiar animal, Happy. You see, what I want are the horns of a dilemma.
The horns of a dilemma?
What does a dilemma look like?
If I knew that, Happy, I could hunt one myself. A dilemma takes on many different shapes and forms. Once you put your finger on a dilemma, you have no trouble pulling out the horns. But recognizing one, that is difficult.
Well, don't you know anything about a dilemma, Pink Elephant?
Just a few teeny facts.
Well, a dilemma has hay fever.
So?
And all it can eat is goldenrod.
Oh, gosh, that dilemma must have a lot of trouble if he has hay fever and all he can eat is goldenrod.
Those are the facts, lads.
Well, okay, we'll try and trap one.
But suppose we do pull out its horns. Won't the dilemma kind of miss those two horns?
Oh, no, lads. As soon as you pull out the horns of a dilemma, two new ones will immediately grow in.
Well, we caught that dilemma, didn't we, Happy?
We heard him sneeze.
And we caught him.
And he sneezed a lot more when we pulled out his horn.
And then he ran away. Funny thing about that dilemma, he looked so much like those people who live outside the forest.
You mean those lower animals called human beings?
Exactly. Well, we gave the horns to the pink elephant, and he took back your foolish wish.
But he did more than that, Hunky. He brought me a huge gift box on Christmas. just when I thought I'd never get a present.
Yes, he brought you the best present in the world.
Mm-hmm. A mother and a father for me. And humbugs, too. Real, live pedigree humbugs. I was no longer a poor, lonely-hearted, sad, parentless boy.
And I'll bet you're glad you don't have any troubles anymore, huh?
I don't know, Hunky.
What do you mean, Happy?
Well, when you have a lot of troubles like me, you kind of get used to your troubles. And when you don't have any troubles anymore, you sort of feel lonely.
Well, don't tell me you want more trouble.
I don't know what I want. All I know is that I want something. Maybe some new adventures or something. I think maybe I ought to talk this over with the pink elephant, because he knows everything.
Well, all right, but keep out of trouble, will you?
Well, Hunky, you're my best friend and my good companion. Before I go to see the pink elephant, maybe you can answer me a question.
I'll try, Happy.
What's eating me?
Happy? I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, Happy the humbug is off to see the pink elephant. Hunky is naturally by his side. You know what's eating Happy? I don't either. Perhaps the pink elephant does. He's a wondrous pink elephant and knows everything. Perhaps he knows this, too.
Oh, Happy the humbug loves trouble.
He certainly does.
Shall we tell everybody why?
Never mind your cock and bull stories, Mr. Cock and Mr. Bull. Here comes Willie the Wiz.